Good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, August 16th, 2015. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening, live from Washington, I'm Marvelous Mplanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening, the SADC 35th Ordinary Summit starts in Botswana tomorrow with President Robert Mugabe expected to hand over the grouping's chairmanship to Botswana President Ian Khama. ZimRights National Director O.K. Machisa says the civic society will use this opportunity to highlight some of the issues affecting the country.
For example, in Zimbabwe, there are quite a number of issues that are preserving the people of Zimbabwe in terms of their welfare.
The Women's Health Alliance urges women suffering from fistula to take advantage of free surgeries starting at Chinoy Hospital on Tuesday.
Thanks to you guys, our recruitment is going wonderfully. We've got people calling us from the really remote areas of Zimbabwe, and we've been able to get an excess of over 100 names.
And as usual, we have the Youth Forum from Tatenda Gumbo. The SADC 35th Ordinary Summit starts in Gaborone, Botswana tomorrow with President Robert Mugabe expected to hand over the grouping's chairmanship to Botswana President Ian Khama. ZimRights National Director O.K. Machisa says the civic society will use this opportunity to highlight some of the issues affecting the country.
From the countries where we are coming, for example in Zimbabwe, there are quite a number of issues that are bedeviling the people of Zimbabwe in terms of their welfare. We look at how vendors are being treated. We can also look at how illegal demolitions are taking place. We look at how people are being fired from work. We look at how the political landscape of Zimbabwe is treating its own people. So these are some of the things that we are bringing to the summit as people of SADC, and we want to raise this issues so that they can be addressed by the government. It is important to note that when heads of state meet, people are aware that they are meeting, and it is the right time for us to give them our grievances. We call upon our government to look at the welfare of their own people, from social, economic and cultural justice, again to civil and political justice. And it is from these two pillars of human rights that we think if these issues are addressed, we want political will to come front and ensure that the people of SADC are well treated as human beings that are equal and as human beings that would need a proper living standard.
You talked about the issue of political will. Looking at Zimbabwe, do you think that will exists?
These are the issues that we have been struggling with in Zimbabwe in terms of making sure that there is political will.
That was ZimRights National Director O.K. Machisa in Gaborone, Botswana. The Women's Health Alliance urges women suffering from fistula to take advantage of free surgeries starting at Chinoy Hospital on Tuesday. The National Coordinator of the Women's Health Alliance, Priscilla Mabande, tells us more.
Thanks to you guys, our recruitment is going wonderfully. We've got people calling us from all over Zimbabwe, from the really remote areas of Zimbabwe, calling in with their problems, and we've been able to get an excess of over 100 names, 100 people calling in with their problems.
What would you urge others who might not have called yet to do, but are thinking they have fistula or know somebody who has fistula?
We would like them to still get in touch with us. The program is not yet closed. It's still open. We're able to help any and all who will give us a call to ask for assistance.
On what number can they reach you?
They can reach us on our hotline number 0782-640-840. 0782-640-840.
To some who may be listening are wondering, what is fistula? How would they know that they have it or somebody has it?
Obstetric fistula Mandela is a condition caused by a traumatic birthing experience whereby a person is left incontinent of either urine or feces. So this is an open request not only to the women but to the men as well. If you know someone or suspect someone has the condition but doesn't have access to a telephone, please assist them by getting hold of us so that we can call them back and give them the assistance they desire.
That was the National Coordinator of the Women's Health Alliance, Priscilla Mabande, in Harare. Two of the 30 young Zimbabweans drawn from different professions who were in Washington for the Mandela Washington Fellowship hosted by U.S. President Barack Obama will stay for an additional 6 weeks following the ending of the program Wednesday. I caught up with one of the fellows to give us his take on what he hopes to gain during the extension.
My name is Tinodiwe Zambe Makoni. I'm from Zimbabwe. I'm a Mandela Washington Fellow from 2015. I have two companies. I have Macanimation Creative Studio and Comexpose, the Zimbabwe Comic Book and Digital Arts Convention.
You were one of the Zimbabwean fellows that were chosen to remain behind. How did that process happen?
It actually happened from the very beginning where you start applying to be on the fellowship. You do also then, you're given the option to apply for a PDE to follow on afterwards as well. So at the same time, I applied for that. I'll be based here in Washington, D.C. I'll actually be at a studio called Duke and the Duck, an animation and explainer video studio. Very excited about that.
What are you hoping to gain from this experience?
I guess what I've always wanted, practical experience. There's a lot of theory. We've learned a lot of ideas and philosophies we've gotten, but the practical application, to be in an environment where I can put some of what I've learned over the last 6 weeks into effect, and the people in that environment can give me immediate feedback. And then that is the sort of knowledge I can take back home.
What kind of challenges do you face in your field back home in Zimbabwe?
I think the greatest challenge we have is apathy for local talent and local productions with the corporate world and almost everybody. And then lack of practical expertise. So I'm fixing the practical expertise one right now. Hopefully the apathy as well, because people, I think, will be more receptive when they know that you were in an environment that is, quote unquote, more advanced. Hopefully both will be knocked out.
And any word of advice to some young person listening out there in Zimbabwe on how you got into the YALI program and how it has helped you and how they can do the same thing?
My advice is apply now. And next, have something on the ground. There's a bit of space between right now, this very moment, and the next application season in the next couple of months. My advice is have something running. They can take you on the basis of an idea, but if you really want a chance to beat the other guys, make sure that your project is running. However big or small it is, it must be running.
That was Zimbabwean Mandela Washington Fellow Tinodiwe Zambe Makoni. This is Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. We're going out to you on the 4930, 4940, and 15455 shortwave frequencies, and on the 909 medium wave or AM frequency. And now we go to the Youth Forum with Tsetenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues today. I'm gladly joined by Zimbabwean Rumbidzai Maunde, who is the founder of a new organization called Girls of Today. Rumbidzai, thank you so much for joining me on the program.
Thank you so much.
Rumbidzai, tell me more about your organization, Girls of Today. What are you guys seeking to do in Zimbabwe?
We want to empower girls. When I say empowering girls, is we want to give them something that they will not be dependent on someone. We will provide some projects for them so that they will have something that they'll be doing. And this project is not targeting Zimbabwe only. We want to move in Africa because there are some issues which are happening, such as early marriages, HIV and AIDS. As we can see with the statistics that is coming out, coming from Africa, from developing countries.
What are some of the projects that you'll be providing for these young girls?
Okay, we have cake baking, we have farming, we We have sewing. That's the, some of the few which I will be doing to them, building, carpenting. The sky is the limit for them.
When you guys are going out into different areas, who or where are you going to find these young girls?
Okay, when we are going out, we are targeting the schools. We'll be going to the rural areas. Everywhere where there are girls in churches, we'll be going there. We'll be looking for girls. And if they want to know more about our organization, they'll just call my line. They'll just email me. They'll just text me. I'll reply them. I'll give them the full details of what we are really doing in Girls of Today and what we are targeting as Girls of Today.
Now, Rumbidzai, of course, your organization is new. And what are you hoping for it as you look into the future?
In the future, we are hoping to empower every girl in the whole world.
Are you getting any assistance for your organization? And if not, what is your appeal?
We are not getting any support from anywhere. I'm even pleading with the whole world to support us. If there are listeners out there who are listening right now, want to help us, the doors are so open, they can just help us in any way. We are truly looking for help.
And for those people out there who are listening who might be able to assist your organization, Girls of Today, how can they get in touch with you if you have your mobile number and also an email?
Yes, I will give you my mobile number, 0777-648-211.
And if you can just repeat that again.
0777-648-211.
And how about your email if they would like to send you an email?
It's small letter rbmaindeer@gmail.com. I'll repeat again. It's small letter rbmaindeer@gmail.com.
And Rumbidzai, what's your message to all the young girls out there in Zimbabwe, but also, as you're saying, throughout Africa?
I would just say, girls, beware. There's HIV out there. Beware. Stick to one partner if you've got a partner. Just do something with your life. Don't just sit, but do something with your life. You've got a better future ahead of you.
Rumbidzai, I want to thank you so very much for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
Thank you so much, Tabanda.
That was Rumbidzai Maunde, founder and chairperson of Girls of Today. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and as usual, make sure you join me next time.
This is Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. We're going out to you on the 4930, 4940, and 15455 shortwave frequencies, and on the 909 medium wave or AM frequency. Coming up, the music of Sifas Mashakada.
From the day my dismissal was atanga, I've been playing this song, thinking to the colleagues I was with in the trenches are facing these difficulties while I'm enjoying myself overseas. It pains me. Kurara ope mugarika, kurara ope mugarika, kurara ope mugarika, kurara ope mugarika, kurara ope mugarika.
The music of Sifas Mashakada, Kurara Hope Rugare, lamenting the current situation facing many workers in the country.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington.
Studio 7 can be found on the 4930, 5930 and 15455 kHz shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on 909 medium wave or AM frequency. Now to recap on today's top stories. The Women's Health Alliance urges women suffering from fistula to take advantage of free surgeries starting at Chinoy Hospital on Tuesday. That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, August the 16th, 2015. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington. Wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead.